My name is Maria Hornack. I'm here this morning to be baptized because I would love to make a public demonstration that I died with Jesus, was buried with him, and then I have been raised to a new life. Romans 6:4 says, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism to death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Around 2000, my husband Robert was born again. About a year later, I made a profession of faith, but I now know that it was a false faith. I didn't have the same passion and desire as Robert did. I didn't have the true understanding of who God is and what he wanted from me. I heard the gospel countless times, but I was not convicted. For many years, I lived as a false convert. In 2015, we moved to Arizona from California and made Grace Bible Church as our new church home. I was desiring God and his word less and less. On Sunday mornings, I would often only pretend to listen to the sermons as my mind would focus on other things. I stopped listening to sermons podcasts during the week, and I also stopped reading my Bible. As time went by, my thoughts became more and more worldly. In May of 2020, Robert became aware of a sinful life that I was hiding from everyone. I finally admitted that I had been living a lie for many years. That day, Robert and I met with Matt Kelso for counseling, and eventually Denny and Barbara Pagel started meeting with us. Barbara gave me several Bible passages to read and focus on. I read Psalm 51 and 1 John, and among other passages. Robert also played a recording of Jonathan Edwards' sermon, "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God," for me. In late July 2020, after lots of prayer and godly counseling, I confessed my sin as God opened my eyes and softened my heart. I understood that I was a sinner who deserves God's judgment. Jesus died in my place in order to pay for my sins and came back from the dead, and I am now trusting in Jesus' sacrifice and nothing else for my salvation. I turned away from my sins and placed all my faith and trust in Jesus because he loved me and saved me. Christ has given me a new heart with new desires and a new life, and I can rest in that. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is in a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come." As a result of God's grace, my life is very different now. I shepherd my heart daily with the gospel. My relationship with Robert and Rachel is stronger than ever. And I would love to thank them for continuing to support me through my walk in the Lord. But most of all the glory goes to God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who through his word and by the power of the Spirit showed me how ugly my sin was and revealed his righteousness to me. He gave me mercy instead of wrath, and God proved his perfect love for me by taking on the punishment that I deserve and that makes him worth trusting. I would love to leave you with one more Bible verse, Romans 5:8, "But God showed his love for us that in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us."